Broncos and Raiders this Sunday. We're lucky to be joined by 850 KOA News Radio's Dave Logan. And Dave, just tell me a little bit about the Raiders this week. How difficult is it to beat a team twice in the same season, especially when you've got a divisional matchup, a rivalry like this?
Well, I mean, I think Denver's a better team. I think when you look at what the Raiders-Broncos rivalry has turned into recently, it's been a one-sided affair. Denver's won 8 straight times when they played the Raiders. So anytime that happens, the team on the short end of the stick always is pointing towards that game. So I'm sure Oakland will come in trying to finish their season on a positive note. They've had a good year, keeping things in perspective where they've come from. And Jack Del Rio, I think, has done a nice job sort of changing the culture of that team. They used to be a team that took a lot of really dumb penalties and just did dumb things in the games. You don't see that as much this year from Oakland.
We saw earlier this morning on Twitter, your broadcast partner is going to be changing up for this game. Mark Schlereth's going to be joining you because Ed McCaffrey will be in New York with his son, Christian, the Heisman ceremony. You've coached against Christian. You do games with Ed. How happy are you that he's going to be able to enjoy that this weekend?
Well, I never had a chance to coach against him. I don't know that that would have turned out very well for us. But he's a terrific player. I mean, a great player. If I had a Heisman vote, honestly, and I know it's easy for me to say because Ed and I do the games and I live in Denver, I'd vote for Christian. I think he's the best player in the country. When you break Barry Sanders' record of total yards, all-purpose yards in a single season, that's Barry Sanders. That goes all the way back to 1988. He also is just 1,000 yards, less than 1,000 yards, I believe, behind Derrick Henry in rushing yards. That's not even taken into consideration his receiving yardage, return yardage. He's the ultimate team guy, and to me, he's the best all-around football player in the country. So my hope is, I worry about this, but my hope is the East Coast bias, the fact that they don't stay up late to watch Stanford games, and the SEC bias, which is very much alive. It's a great conference, but there's a bias there in terms of they get all the great players. That may be too much to overcome, but I certainly think Christian's the best player in the country.